Cornish Dreams at Cockleshell Cottage by Liz Hurley and read by Martha McIntosh for Saga Egmont. For Anna, this one isn't about you either. Chapter 1. The morning sun flooded into the room, filling it with light. The frost outside added to the sparkle of the champagne that was being poured into glasses. A bed was covered with a pile of dresses and gowns, and a cat slept unperturbed on a pillow of cashmere and satin. Arianna, Countess of Hiverton, sat at her dressing table picking up various necklaces and earrings as she tried to decide what to wear. She smiled back at her reflection and laughed up at her three sisters. "I think it's the ruby necklaces and the diamond tiaras that I find the most ridiculous. You know what I mean?" Clem laughed. "For me, it's when they call me Lady Clementine. I keep wondering if some bigwig has just arrived. Oh, it's the bank balance for me. All that money, and I didn't earn any of it." "There are lots of ways to earn money, Aster," said Nick. "Although, yes, you have a point," she broke off laughing. "The bank balances are rather incredible." Ari joined in the laughter as the girls discussed their recent change in fortunes. It had been almost a year now since their Uncle David, their mother's brother, died, and Ari, as eldest sister, had inherited the estate and title. They had always been a very small family, but today they were about to add another member. Ari was getting married to Sir Sebastian Flint Hyssop, and they were all very excited. "Clem, don't you think I should get dressed now? We're cutting it fine." Clem had designed and made everyone's gowns. As this was Ari's second wedding and her two little boys would be present, she hadn't wanted a full-on white wedding dress. Clem had raised her eyebrow at Ari's resistance and had started sketching some ideas. In the end, she had fallen in love with a simple cream, full-length duchesse satin dress with a slim skirt falling to the floor. Over the top of the dress, Clem had drawn a large single cowl that sat on her shoulders like a cape. It was in white organza, trimmed at the top and bottom in a white satin band. Ari had gasped when she saw it. "Seriously, Clem, that is the most bridal dress I have ever seen. It's almost religious." Her sister had protested with a huge grin on her face. "But there's no veil, as requested, and no train, and no lace, and no frills, and I love it. Will you be able to make it in time?" Despite having said that he would take time to woo Ari, Seb had not been able to wait. He wanted to marry her as quickly as possible. She felt the same. Why wait? However, Ari had been worried that the speed might be too much to handle. Clem had dismissed her concerns, explaining that because the design was so simple, she'd have no time issues. She would also be able to do the four bridesmaid dresses as well. "We'll have our dresses in caramel and our capes in cream." With that decided, Clem had then flown to her sewing machine and barely came up for air as she rushed to deliver what she had promised her sister. "Do you know, it's incredible to think this is the sort of wedding that our grandfather must have wanted for Mummy. A big fancy do, marrying someone with a title. And he was prepared to throw her out because she chose someone who brought her nothing but happiness. Imagine how different things would have been if he had only been more forgiving. I almost feel sorry for him." Clem stared at her big sister in disbelief. "He was an asshole. Clementine? What? He was. How can you defend him?" Clem was used to being chastised by her sisters for speaking her mind, but she was surprised that any of them would disagree with her on this point. "We grew up wearing hand-me-down clothes, eating meals that our neighbours shared with us. We didn't have a single holiday, and when Mum and Dad died, we were left to fend for ourselves." "I'm not defending him, but could you remember not to swear in front of the boys?" Clem looked in embarrassment at her nephews, who were now standing grinning in the doorway. "Little tinkers, I thought Paddy was taking care of them." "I was," said Paddy, who walked in behind them, "but how was I to know when we came back from our snack that you'd be swearing?" "It's Clem," said Aster. "It would have been a pretty safe bet."